definitely look like a two-time defending state champion. I think in the next game with Montrose is going to look at this game hard at what USA did right and maybe add a wrinkle or two to their game. Congratulations to USA. Congratulations to the students and school. Outstanding seer.
John Mooney.
Well, I think, Ryan, I think said it all. USA has nothing to hang their heads about. They won a district championship in a hard-fought fashion, and they represented the Thumb very well here in this regional, taking on two-time state champion Beecher Bucks. I thought they played it, like Ryan said, a great first half, came out and just found a buzzsaw. But, you know, that's basketball. And Coach Gainforth, he's going to go ahead and start again. I'm sure he's thinking about basketball for next year. Got a lot of great seniors to go ahead and replace, but, you know, that's something about basketball. We always find somebody that's going to be on the team next year, and they're going to get a great accounting of themselves as well. Tradition of Thumb basketball is in good hands.
It's hard to believe that it's really the end of the broadcast season. Now, granted, our schedule was completely just mangled by weather, not to mention every single team across the whole region was under the same. I mean, what Harbor Beach had, what, 17 regular season games, and they had 14 schedule changes? And it was like that for every team, especially the ones by the water. Let's chalk this one up for experience, let's say, for this whole season.
We had games that was scheduled for Ubley, and we just got weathered out.
Every single time Ubley was on the schedule, nope, just kidding, we're not going to be there. I mean, it was...
So we didn't get a chance to broadcast them, but we did get an opportunity to see them at Lakers.
Yes, John Mooney and I were over on an off night over and watched Ubley play, and Ken Pickla has a lot of bright future there.
Oh, gosh, there is some kids coming back, and they're going to be very tough. I think Sandusky is going to be very tough as well.
It's going to be interesting next year. Of course, it's only, what, November 15th is only so many days away for the next start of the basketball season. Of course, you'll be hearing WLW Sports back on the air come fall, and the boys of fall, the football season, the Gridiron Madness comes back onto the field in mid-August with your Coach's Corners programs with yours truly. And then the regular season starts right around Labor Day and then on to Ford Field. And it's been just a blur all the way from the start of the football season to right now. I'm almost relieved, but at the same time, I'm going to miss it.
Wasn't Christmas a couple days ago?
I do not know. All I know is it feels like spring out. Tomorrow it's going to feel like winter. The next day might feel like Easter, followed by that. I don't know. I'm extremely confused by anything. So I'd like to take this time to thank Ryan Brown for all of his time that he's helped us out here on the sidelines, part of WLW Sports. It adds such an element to our broadcast here to be inside the huddles. We thank all the coaches for allowing us inside their huddles. That takes a lot of courage and a lot of trust into us to allow us into your huddles. We thank them greatly for that. John Mooney, this is our third year broadcasting together for basketball. Spectacular per usual. What I enjoy about basketball with John Mooney, I was telling him on the way down, is John, you should see, the color coding sheet that John Mooney has before each game, and it has the last five games of every single player, of every single team. The thing looks like a mirage of colors, and it's just impressive what he does, the research he does for every single player, every single team in the entire region. He has teams on there that we didn't even cover, but just in the mere chance that we would cover them, he had them on there, and it adds to our broadcast greatly. We'd like to thank Kayla Carson. She helped us out for a couple games there in districts. Our Associate Director of Media Relations back in the studio pushing all the buttons. Jay Lake all season long, as well as Michael Kaufman. And our engineer making sure all of our equipment's working properly is Jonathan Henderson at the radio station. And a big thanks to Thumb Broadcasting for all the support they give us throughout the year. So on behalf of the entire WLW Sports Broadcast team, I'm Clark Ramsey signing off for the season. We will see you back in the fall. Final score from here, Flint Beecher 61, USA
38.
John Mooney takes the claim of the game. And we will see you next year on the WLW Sports Network. I should say next season. Until then, drive safe, say your prayers, and we'll see you in the fall.